Hello and welcome to In Your Ears Podcast. And today's episode is, you a grown man. You ain't no kid no more. Here we go. Hello and welcome to In Your Ears Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Miller. And today we have none other than Dr. Eric Thomas. And Dr. Eric Thomas will be talking about being a man, being a grown man. So this episode is for my fellas. Fellas, I love you, but we need to hear it. Dr. Eric Thomas.
Listen to me. The stuff you was dealing with when you was 18, 19, 20, like that sexual stuff, you grown now. You 40 years old. Get some control now. You're a grown man. You ain't no kid no more. You can't be tossed and driven. You got kids now. You got kids, bruh. You still sleeping around? You got kids. You still not getting up and going to work? You got kids now. You got people looking up to you. If you wanted to play when you were single, cool. But now you done brought somebody into this world. And as a pastor, I hate when people all of a sudden now they want to get a divorce. Y'all got kids now. You should have got a divorce before y'all had kids. Why you gonna bring somebody into this complicated mess? They don't deserve this. They didn't ask for this. You a grown man now. Don't sit here and tell me that. The baby mama drama, the mama be tripping. I don't care if she tripping or not. That's your son. Go make it work. That's your daughter. Go make it work. Do whatever you got to do with homegirl. Say whatever you got to say. Give her whatever she got to get. But don't let no other man raise your doggone kids. Don't let no other man raise your doggone kids. And I'm telling you, I was blessed that my mom got married and my father raised me. But I made a decision when I had my own child that ain't nobody else gonna raise. My biological father lost the right to call me by my last name that I am. I have somebody else's name because he didn't step up. So when I write my books, it don't have my name. And people who are part of my family, they might not even know that I was their kid. Why? Because somebody didn't step up. I don't care what my wife going through. I don't care what she's expecting. They're my kids. I'm going to raise my kids. And I'm not going to raise them like she want me to raise them. I'm going to raise them to be a man. And I'm going to raise my daughter to know how to deal with men. You ain't no boy no more. This ain't no base. This ain't no, I want to go party. You've given up that right when you had kids. Hey, party's over with, out of time. Got time to be partying no more. Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get to work. Now build a legacy. My son graduated. I can't say no names. My son wanted to work for a sports agent. He was all geek at, I'm going to work for them. I'm going to get the chain. I said, the chain. You don't wear nobody else's chain. You don't wear nobody else's name. They eating off of that. Your family ain't going to eat off that. You're going to get a check. We building money for generations to come. You don't work for nobody else. I didn't put you in school to go give your best talent to some other man. I put you to work for this legacy. You work for your family. You don't got no options. You don't work nowhere else. You don't work for nobody else. You work for your mama. You work for your sister. You work for your aunts. You work for your grandma. You work for your family. You work for your kid. You ain't making no other man rich. Some of you still on that boy stuff. You talking to some people you shouldn't be talking to. You grown now. Nah, it's over. When I was a child, when I was 18 years old, I act like that. When I was 21, I act like that. I'm 49 now. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I behaved like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut her off. So what? She gonna get attitude. Cut her off. So what? Bump your boss. Cut your boss off. Your wife needs you. Bump your boss. Your boss don't run you. Your boss don't care about your wife and your kids. You care about your wife and kids. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more. You don't need their approval. You're talented enough. God made you. You got everything you need. You don't need no other man to sponsor you. That's probably what's killing you. You're actually on economic welfare. You on employment welfare. You on WIC. You just grown WIC. you on grown WIC. Somebody asked me the other day, what's WIC? Women, infant, and children. I used to be on it. with my girl. I'm like, get that juice. You know what I'm saying? When we had got wicked, I was like getting different kind of juice. Like, get that juice right there. That's the good juice. Get the good cheese. My wife graduated, got her degree, passed the NCLEC the first time, went and got a job, and she took the WIC check back. I was like, what are you doing? Wait for him to call us. This free money. She said, this ain't our money no more. We on our feet now. This somebody else's money. You a grown man on employment WIC. You are living off of somebody else's check when you shouldn't be living off their check, but you so afraid to fly on your own. Stop being a boy and step into manhood. It's higher up here, but the rewards are better. Oh, come on, y'all. It's higher up here, but the rewards are better. Right? And can I be transparent before I sit down? I just want to be transparent. I used to be on my girl head like, wow, you ain't got, we what's up with worship? I used to be on my girl head all the time. Like, you ain't trying. I got one thing I ask you for. You can't. The Lord said to me, man, through my wife, she a D. My wife was like, yo, I promise you, it ain't that I don't want to be intimate, but it's hard to be intimate when I got student bills coming in. It's hard to be intimate when I don't know if we're going to be able to pay the bills. Like, you a man, you could just, I don't know how you do it, but you could, yeah, we, hey, you don't care what's going on. But I'm emotional. And if the stuff ain't right, it ain't right. And when I tell you it's right, I'm only saying that because we don't have a house note. The kid's schooling was paid for. We don't have a student loan. I make sure her mom eat every month. My wife don't have no worries. She don't work, but when she want to work. She like, yo, it's way easier now because before some of my energy was going to this, but now all my energy could go to that. And can I be honest with you? When I say wealth, I'm at a point right now where I'm like, boo, you might need, sap, you might want to slow down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't keep up right now. I'm just being real. Why? It's wealth. But I made the environment where now she could be a woman. Before, she had to be a woman and be part man. She had to pay bills. When we got our first house, it was on her credit because mine was tore up. So I wanted her to be all woman when I had her doing some man stuff. Now that she just get to do all woman stuff, it's easy for her to be a woman now. Now she ain't got to look over her back to see if it's somebody else. It's kind of hard to be totally intimate when I don't know if you're totally intimate. Come on, y'all. This ain't rocket science stuff.